Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God? Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and have a blessed day. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Give us a quick like. That helps us to continue to bring you the content that you have grown to love and that we feel so blessed to be able to share with you. And we just thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. So today we have got another podcaster on the show. I've actually been on his show already. He is the, and I'm going to get this right, the Christitutionalist podcast by Joseph Leonard. So Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I do have to say Joseph M. Leonard.
There we go.
It looks French. It's not. It's Leonard without an O. But I have to make the distinction because there is a Joseph Leonard out of South Carolina who is also a Christian author.
So oh, wow.
Gotta make that distinction. Yeah, I get emails every once in a while. What did you mean when you said this, that, and the other thing in that book? And I get, sorry, wrong guy.
Well, that's great.
And
man.
Also, I wanted to joke. You know I can't pass the lane.
Well, of course not. Yeah.
And Pastor Robert certainly knew I couldn't pass, but the host, T.S. Wright, and I'm here to be devil's advocate, S.T. Wrong.
Yeah. So as a teacher and a coach, you know, it was always funny. We'd always have the little joke. If you think I'm wrong, just look at my last name. No, I'm always right. You know it. We all know it. I mean, I would do that. I'd play that up. And the kids would just be laughing, you know. Oh, coach, quit the dad puns and blah, blah, blah.
Hey, yeah, those are my specialty. I used to co-host on Savaged Unfiltered, my Christitutionalist podcast, more G, occasionally a little PG, like when I had the creator of the game, Am I the Ass? It's about as PG as I get, which is a great game. It's a lot of fun to play from the university games. But at Savaged Unfiltered, we'd get a little more blue and, you know, mouthy with the language at times. So, but there I was either Raging Joe or Jokester Joe. So
gotcha.
The dad puns always.
Man, you're just having too much fun. I can't take it anymore.
Oh,
so we need.
I gotta give you one, right? Because I'm current. Right, and I have a bad habit of saying that. I'm not saying your name. Bad habit of saying right. I gotta stop that in these shows. But I'm working on my fourth book in my Life and Living series of books right now. Good thing I set the alarm, or I'd have missed today. But I'm using the joke again that I used in a previous book, Shakespeare. To be or not to be is truly the question. Because if it's to be, I got bingo.
Oh, no.
I love that joke.
Wow.
A Joe Original, the other hashtag. Joe Original.
Oh, wow. So here we go, man. So folks, you've heard it here. You've got the show. You know where this is going. So I tell you what, Joseph, here's what I'm going to do. I just want you to talk about yourself, explain to the audience a little bit, talk about how God has shaped your story, and just share that with our audience. And man, floor is yours. Take it away.
All righty. Well, I'm born and raised Catholic, although a friend of mine, Pastor Richard Clark Dietering of Wham Radio. He's since retired. He's got, myocarditis due to the Wuhan jab issues. So he's retired, but he would always say to me, "Well, you're not like any other Catholic I know." And he's right, because I study all the other denominational and sectarian Bibles, as well as have read the Quran and about Buddha and whatnot. I don't fear other religion. It makes mine stronger. Unfortunately, some feel it is like questioning or sacrilegious to question. Or to me, that's just being stronger in my own faith. But there was a time, and I'm not happy to talk about, but I feel it necessary to talk about. I had a down period when I'm on disability. When I first got sick and lost my nice, high-paying IT career that I really liked, wasn't working, was going through a lot of stuff in my own head and dealing with the illness of my body and whatnot. My wife was 13 years younger, so she decided the in sickness and health part of the vows didn't apply anymore and left. I was in a deep, dark place. And indeed, like the devil on the shoulder appeared. And I took one Xanax, a couple, then a handful, then the rest of the bottle. Next thing I know, I'm waking up in the hospital, right? So I am a suicide attempt survivor. So when I say in my books, all life has value and meaning, that it's come from a place where I've been in them deep, dark places. And my story obviously isn't everybody else's story. It's all different, but there are similar rhymes to those deep, dark thoughts constantly that nag, but all life has value. And from there, I've become an Amazon number one bestseller. Now, again, my story isn't yours. That may not be your story. Little things matter. Like in the Book of Kennedy, Project Carpe Diem, I go into, as well as other books, little things matter. You may not recognize every day or ever. You look in the mirror, what has my life amounted to? You don't remember all the little things that really added up. I kind of liken it to Osiris and the Egyptian gods, right? Weighs the soul and the heart against a feather. Does it balance? Has the sum total of your life put you in the book of life that we believe as Christians, as and you shall be known by your fruits, as well as, you know, Jesus said, those who are lukewarm, he'll spit out, right? The sum total of your life, does all those little things add up and matter? Don't think your life doesn't matter.
Well, I like the way you say it there at the end. Our life definitely matters, or God wouldn't have created us. And he wouldn't have kept us around after he realized the evil in the world. Just go back to the book of Genesis. He regretted making man, but instead of completely destroying it, he saved Noah and his family, and we are all from the seed of Noah. Yeah. So if he saved us, then there was something about that, and that in itself should give you value. So Joseph, quick question. I know you've written some books, and what I would like you to do is let's just pick one. Okay. Pick one and just talk a little bit about the book. Talk about the book, because you've given us your story, but maybe start with your first major book.
Okay, I was going to change it up and talk about the one I'm working on now, but
we'll bring that one up. And don't worry, okay, we will come to that one as well.
Okay.
But I want to save that to the end.
I did want to say, though, you know, I still have down days. Everybody does, right? Everybody has bad days.
Welcome to the human race.
you had mentioned, and that's a theme in my books, right? You had mentioned God washing it all away. Well, there's a song by a group called Disturbed or no, Five Finger Death Punch, wash it all away. And if I'm in a bad day, that tune about God, you know, I just wash it all away again. There's days I feel that way. But I listen to that tune and it reminds me, hey, others have bad days too, but the good days generally outweigh the bad ones if we open our eyes to them and try to sow good. But my first internationally published book, I've been writing since I was young, is Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You. It's a full novel. My books lately have been novelettes, shorter, trying to be nicer to people's pocketbooks. You know, everything's so expensive these days. But Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You also does have a major suicide prevention sub-thread in it. And while terrorism is the thread that holds it together beginning to end, I like to say it's not about death and destruction. It's the first book in the Joseph M. Leonard Life and Living series, which again, now I'm writing my fourth in that series. Life and Living, Hope Over Fear, all those sorts. I had a whole spiel, but I'm drawing a blank on it. Faith Over Despair and those sorts of things. Friends and Family. And PTSD, of course, comes to mind, obviously. Terrorism, we're dealing with military, their first responders. The first responders who went and survived 9/11. Imagine the survivor's guilt they have. It's horrible. They have deep, dark depression. You know, why did so many fellow Leos and firefighters die among those 3,000 that day, but I'm still here, and they've got to deal with that. So there's a major suicide prevention sub-thread through that. And most of my books come to me through a dream, and that indeed did. Terror Strikes Coming Soon to a City Near You came to me in a dream originally in 2006. I wrote part of it in 2006, copyrighted what I had, but put it to the side until the dream came back 15 years later in 2021. And then I get, okay, God, I get it now. Now I understand the pieces that I thought were missing to finish this book, and that book needed to come out copyrighted again and actually published and released in 2022.
Well, here's a question then for you. As you've gone through that book and you've written several, why don't you now tell us about what you're working on at this moment?
Yeah, I am working on a book. I tell people don't give away your title. I do have a book called How to Write a Book and Get It Published, Hints, Tips, and Techniques to help people write their own book, because there's so many people with stories to tell. I help them to be able to self-publish it if they want, or find an assisted publisher to help them. The current one I'm working on, though, I was starting to say, I don't give away your title. Terror Strikes, I gave away before the book was done. For years, I talked about it because there's 100 books that begin Terror Strikes. It's the subtitle that differentiates it from other books. So that wasn't a problem. But the one I'm working on now, I'm calling Complexity as the working title. That won't be the title. The fourth in this Life and Living series ongoing now. And indeed, about the complexities of life. You know, human condition, human nature, good days, bad days, the good, the bad, the ugly. Sometimes you can have contradicting thoughts and feelings from minute to minute, let alone day to day. So that's kind of like my latest inspiration. In fact, I'm on BitChute J. Leonard Detroit, or you can look up Christitutionalist there at BitChute. I'm on social media at J. Leonard Detroit, again, no Owen Leonard, on most social media platforms. I've got 5 behind-the-scenes looks now at the book I'm working on, because I'm just so enthused about it. Yeah, that's the all lives have value and meaning message needs to get out there more.
So as you are exploring this topic, all right, and obviously writing stories and, you know, and giving us hints and tips and being able to direct with lessons, you know, what would be a lesson that you would share with our audience that you think is just a lesson that really impacts a lot of people?
Oh, I thought maybe you meant from the hints, tips, and techniques, how to write a book. My life philosophy, which I repeat in several of my books, things could always be better, but they could often be worse. Yes?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. And
no matter how good your day is going or how bad your day is going, could always be better, could often be worse. There's a whole lot of people out there in this cold weather without a roof over their head as we're speaking. And I'm here in a nice, cozy, warm house. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. And yeah,
even on my disability budget, I'm certainly not living well, but hey, I'm living.
You're living, and hey, it's, yeah, exactly. You're at least staying above board, and God is still providing. So amen, yep. And amen.
As they say, this morning, I woke up and I was on the correct side of the lawn. Amen. Right?
And I would say this to people as well. Guess what? When we know Christ and we're walking with him, then we're on the right side of heaven.
Yeah.
So whatever's going on in my life, it's temporary. And eventually it's all going to be corrected for me. God is going to take care of it. And so sometimes it's important that we have the perspective that we are citizens of heaven, not of this world. I think correct. That's important. So
yeah, we occupy this space on our way to what matters more, eternal life, and trying to do as much good as we can while we're here on this fallen world. And Five Finger Death Punch has another song called The Wrong Side of Heaven. I'm on the wrong side of heaven, but the righteous side of hell. I make no bones about, I am a Christian author, but I don't want to beat anybody over the head with the Bible, right? You know what I mean? I'm not writing just for fellow Christians. I'm writing for those in-betweeners, those lost souls who need the message the most, and constantly beating people over the head, the old, Bible thumper concept, sometimes it's just too much, right? In the current book, on one of the pages, I wrote about, I can't remember the exact verbiage I used, but indeed just that, a being too pushy and too pressuring may bring a false confession, so to speak, right? It isn't a real conversion. It isn't a real affirmation. They're, let me just get this, eat this loon out of here. Yeah. God, I got it. Goodbye. Get lost. Right.
Well, one of the things too, that I like to share with people is I'll say, look, my job is not to convert you. My job is to introduce you to the truth. Now you're going to get some biblical teaching and principles and truth out of that, because that's where it comes from. But it's the Holy Spirit that needs to Bible thump you over the head, not me. Because the Holy Spirit, that's why Jesus sent him. So our job is to share and then to teach you how to be discipled by the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit is the one that rebukes you, gets you to repentance, you know, corrects you, changes you.
You have and to reforms want you. To. You have That's to right. want to.
You have to be surrendered to it.
Pushing people to it, forcing them to do it, isn't a real conversion. It isn't really helping their soul. No. And my Christitutionalist podcast, there are now 4 nonfiction related kind of, I don't really call them a study guide or anything like that, but 4 related Christitutionalist politics books. And one of my shows is about memes. I've got 2 shows on memes. In fact, I'm going to see if I've got it here or not. Real quick. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. No, it looks like I don't. But anyway, one of the memes I love to share is about life is so ironic. Here's one of them. Life is so ironic. It takes sadness to know what happiness is, noise to appreciate silence, and absence to value presence. There's an important lesson in that, as well as another one, planting seeds. Know our place. It's yep. our job, as you said, to plant seeds in people's heads, but then up to God to water and fertilize those Amen. Seeds for them to grow.
Amen. Amen.
But it is our job. This, you know, shall be known by works. We are to do things.
Yes. Yes, we are. And we are called to do that. We're not called to sit on the sidelines. God could have chose a lot of different ways to do it, but he chose to use people as part of his grand plan.
Free will.
That's right. But we have to choose, and we have to choose to surrender and obey. That's really what the calling is. So as we're starting to run out of time here, Joseph.
Yeah, it's flown by.
I know it has. talk to us about like where we can get this material, you know, where you can purchase the books and all the good stuff.
Yeah, I've got a couple websites. For those who know Linktree, you can go to linktr.ee/JLeonardDetroit. Again, no Owen Leonard. It's on my shirt here. I think the print's too small for anybody to see it anyway. linktr.ee/JLeonardDetroit. That's all my links. I have my Terror Strikes book has a site, terrorstrikes.info. I have an author site, josephmleonard.us. You could find my podcast at tinyurl.com/JLD on BitChute. That's the video channel of it, or find it 25 plus platforms. It's carried all over, audio only. So, you know, get life lessons like this there, like they get with you. Again, trying to coax, not coach. Well, coach and coax, not beat them over the head.
Amen. Amen.
And make the distinction. Biblical community. Free will. We are to want to be our brothers and sisters keeper and Amen. Take care of widows and orphans, not by the barrel of a gun be forced to do no. so. That's not charity. That's no. theft. That's communism. That's redistribution. Yeah. Biblical community is not worldly communism.
No. Amen and amen. Well, folks, we are out of time, and I want to say, first of all, we're going to get all this in the show notes, and we thank you again for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. On behalf of myself and Joseph, I'm going to end this the way I always do. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.